WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez. From the Empire State Building to the Freedom Tower and the Hudson Yard projects to your own room addition to your home, New York's construction industry has earned a global reputation. This vibrant spirit, however, has been dampened by a unique labor law dating back to the 1880s governing falls at construction sites. Now, commonly referred to as New York scaffold law, this section of the labor law has driven overall construction costs higher, sent insurance premiums soaring above levels for other states, and led some major carriers to leave New York State altogether. Those challenges make it imperative to work with an insurance company that understands how complex this labor law is when you're buying your homeowner's insurance to make sure that you have coverage for it. New York's labor law, Section 240, first enacted in 1885 and revised over the years, imposes absolute liability on construction companies, property owners, or contractors for accidents involving falls at construction sites. The scaffold law's companion law, Labor Law 241, targets safety on the ground. Since Illinois repealed its own scaffold law in 1995, guess what? New York is alone among all the states with such a law. Despite that law, New York City construction market certainly has been booming, and it certainly has had an impact on the cost. This real impact can be seen as well in insurance premiums that may be the multiple times higher than those outside New York State. The law was estimated to have added a whopping $400 million in additional cost to replace the Tappan Zee Bridge across the Hudson River. The overall cost of the scaffold law for New York taxpayers was estimated at $785 million annually in a study released in 2014. With settlements in scaffold law cases routinely reaching in the millions of dollars, the number of claims has risen sharply over the years. Roughly a quarter of those claims target public entities. As settlements reach into the millions of dollars, claims deplete higher limits of insurance programs, making excess markets more cautious. New York's scaffold law has not only driven insurance rates sharply higher, it also makes it more difficult to obtain adequate insurance due to the growing number of rising costs of claims. With fewer carriers writing New York construction coverage and the remaining ones adding exclusions and seeking even higher rates, it's driven a lot of home improvement contractors to go uninsured, which puts the risk squarely in your lap. Be aware of that and ask for proper insurance. Hey, if you missed any of this report or if you want to hear it again, simply go to the Odyssey app. It'll be there for you, and I will be here for you each and every Saturday morning at 10 with another edition of Hammer Time Radio, 36 years on WBEN.